Hello.
Hey Tammy, it's B.
Hey, I'm in the little girl's room.
No worries, no worries. I just wanted to give you an update. So I did go ahead and submitted an offer to her via email. We offered $73,500 with an EMD of $750. So we're prepared to spend that money if needed, and we'll just take it out of the back end. I told her, I sent her the purchase agreement that we have. You'll notice in there that I said that you'll be able to, you know, that you have the funds for the remaining. Just know that that will be, you know, if they accept it, we'll extend the contract through that.
Okay.
And then otherwise, I did not provide in the text. She gave us a few points. So I only provided a response for the money aspects. She'll still need from you to respond to questions 1, 3, 4, and I think 5. It's basically just your information, your address, your emails.
Okay.
But I took care of the money part, including the offer price, the EMD, and the purchase agreement.
All right. Some of this stuff was quite as important. I'm going to get my daughter to help me with. I'm not good with some of this stuff when it comes to phones and, you know, sending this and doing.
Well, I mean, do you mind if you on speaker so I can look at my phone and read the text?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, Tammy, all that she needs from you is she needs the legal name of everybody you want to be on the title. So if your husband's going to be on.
No, no.
Just you? So
yeah.
She needs your full name. She needs to know.
I got a question. If I put my grandson's name on there, too, he's only 5 years old. He's not going to be old enough to sign nothing.
So with that.
My daughter's getting ready to buy something, her and my son-in-law, so she don't want her name on anything. See what I'm saying?
Right. Well, Tammy, what we'll do then is instead of having him sign something, what we'll do is, after you buy the house, we'll make him an heir to the sole heir to the property. So that if
want it.
Okay.
That's the one anyway. That way, if anything happens to me and my husband, and after we pass, it goes to him.
Right. So
that way he can't sell it after I die, I can't sell it. And well, I can if I want to, but
right. But you
if my name's on it, but. My husband can't. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So, Tammy, he doesn't have to be on the – he doesn't have
deed.
To be the signing and be on the deed. What we'll do is after you close, we'll just talk to the attorneys and ask them, like, hey, how do we make him an heir? And we'll just go through that process to make him the sole heir of the property.
That would work out good that way. I'm trying – me and my husband have issues, and you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it happens. No need to explain. So she just will need your full name and your email.
Okay.
And your current address. And that's it. So you can just text her back that information and let her know that you're going to be the only person signing.
Okay. There's my name, Tammy Lynn Tabor, my email, and my address. And I'm only in my name only on it.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
All right. I can do that much. Now, the other part with the lawyers, my daughter is going to help me with that. I'm going to get her up here, or I'm going to go to her house one.
Okay.
Because I'm not good at doing the IDs and all that bunch of crap and sending stuff. I ain't never been good at stuff like that. I've always had her do it for me.
Okay.
I'm old school, honey. I'm sorry. It's just when it comes to stuff like that, I done text her, but... She's got her hands full right now. She just picked up her stepbaby for the weekend. So she got two this weekend.
I just want to let you know. I mean, it's the weekend, so it's not, you know, it's not a huge deal over the weekend. But if we're looking to close in 2 weeks, the sooner we can have the information filled out through the email that you were sent, which I think is what you're talking about.
Yeah, from your closing people.
Yeah, so the sooner you get that, the sooner and, you know.
Well, you know, I can try to do it, but I'm afraid I might. That's why I'd rather have someone help me with it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and Tammy, if you just do what you can, I mean, in worst case scenario, you and I hop on the phone on Monday, and you and I just do it over the phone, okay?
Okay, so I'm going to try to get her up here maybe when she takes the grandbaby back Sunday afternoon, because they'll bring her back up and come by this way, and I get her to stop in here and get me with it.
Yeah.
Because it gets me frustrated and aggravated, and sitting here trying to think, well, how do I do this? I can't how we've done it before on different things that I had to do before and since then. And in order to do it, I had to go to her house and say, hear me.
Yeah.
And push the internet and stuff down at her house. I may end up having to go down there so I don't signal. Because if I live up here in the country, I don't have all that.
Right.
An antenna and I internet, all my stuff is through my phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I grew up in 6'2", Tammy. I know. Back in the day when the cell phone didn't work there, you just had to use your landline.
Yeah, I'm used to old school stuff, and I'm not. I'm sorry, I'm going on 53 years old. And it's a whole lot of crap. I ain't been on a cue, so I can't even imagine.
Yeah, no.
It's just, I used to be like that. I had to do it.
Tammy, it's A-okay. If you and your daughter don't get together this week, we'll just.
Well, honey, I'm losing you. Hello.
Right. No worries. We can do one second.
Okay.
Right?
All right. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Are you there?
And hopefully we can get your phone
to
better. Not too much.
Can
you keep cutting that on me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Well, I can't hardly hear you.
I have a cell phone tower go down in my area, so.
Yeah, that's a little. Well, just maybe it'll be better by Monday.
It better be.
Because you were doing good, then all of a sudden it was, whoa, whoa. I'm like, what?
I know, it's terrible. Technology.
I know, it happens like that up here, too. I used to have to walk around the house sometimes to try to find a signal. I'd get so daggone aggravated. They
yeah.
finally put a tower in up here, but sometimes it's still, depending on weather, whether I could still pick it up or not.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I live in the country. I'm a country girl. I like the country. I don't like city.
Right.
It's like that little girl, Felicia, was talking about houses, and she said, well, have you seen that one over next to the hospital? I looked at her. I said, honey, I'm not trying to find nothing in the city. She said, oh, you a country girl. I said, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So, all right, Tammy. You respond to Felicia's text with that information, and our offer will be in.
Okay. I'll do that right now.
All right.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, Tammy. You have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, sweetie. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Tammy.